Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on the latest show updates. So regardless of whether or not they work, and which they don't, by the way, and regardless of whether or not he has the constitutional authority to do so, Joe Biden says, Sleepy Joe, says he wants a national mask mandate and will shut down businesses nationwide again if he's elected. Yeah, talk about a great reason to vote for Donald Trump.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside.
President Trump blasting Biden's plan.
Well, Joe Biden has been playing politics from the sidelines. He has no clue.
President Trump says the commander-in-chief can't compel people to wear masks.
If the president has the unilateral power to order every single citizen to cover their face in nearly all instances, what other powers does he have?
That's a darn good question. So, Slow Joe thinks every person should be forced by the federal government to wear a mask every time they leave their home for any reason. But is that what people really want? Joining us now are Clay Clark and attorney James DeCristofaro to discuss how dangerous masks are to your health and how our liberties are flying out the window with these tyrannical mask mandates. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us this evening.
I appreciate you for allowing us on your show, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Clay, for my listeners who aren't familiar with the story, you and other Tulsa-based business owners are suing the city of Tulsa, asking the city to immediately repeal the mask mandate, which was passed by the city council last month, correct?
Correct. What happened was, is I have a lot of employees between my partner, Dr. Zellner, and I mean, between the two of us in our portfolio, there's a bank, there's a dog training facility, there's a optometry clinic, there's a haircut chain. I could go on and on with our businesses. And we have hundreds of employees. Now, when you have 20% of your employees telling you that something is causing them to feel sick and they're calling in saying they don't want to come to work because what you're doing makes them feel sick, you might want to look into it.
Yeah.
I have employees calling me saying, hey, I'm wearing a mask and I wasn't sick, but now my allergies are acting up. I feel terrible. I'm getting like claustrophobic. I can't breathe. So I reached out to the state's top virology expert, Dr. Jim Meehan, medical doctor. And I said, Dr. Jim, what's going on? He said, well, Clay, on the OSHA website, it clearly states that an employer is not allowed to make their employees work in an environment where the oxygen level falls below 19.5%, because a lesser concentration of oxygen for your employees will cause them to have physiological damages. The words he used were irreparable physiological damages. And I said, hey, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business guy. I'm a podcast host. What does that mean? He says, it means you're going to hurt their organs internally in a way that can't be fixed, but you won't know and they won't know until they go to the hospital. Wearing a mask over time causes oxygen deprivation. And so then I realized the right thing to do is we have to file a lawsuit. Constitutionally, I knew it was right to file that thing a long time ago. But medically speaking, I sincerely worry about the health of my kids and my employees.
Well, and so essentially, you guys are alleging that wearing a mask is causing healthy people to become sick. James, you've sued the mayor of Tulsa. The lawsuit claims that the Tulsa's mask ordinance creates a, quote, oxygen deficient atmosphere. I can tell you my wife is the same way. She gets claustrophobic when she has to wear one. Under the Department of Labor guidelines, you're alleging that this is illegal. I wish someone would do this here in Wichita, sue our Wichita mayor. But where's the case stand now? What's the situation? How's it laying out right now for you?
All right. Well, so thanks for the invite to be on the show.
I just wanted
to point out, according to the National Institute of Health's website itself, with respect to these types of regulations, I want to quote and read two different sections. Number one, quote, public health programs that are based on force are a relic of the 19th century. 21st century public health depends on good science, good communication, and trust in public health officials to tell the truth. In each of these spheres, constitutional rights are the ally rather than the enemy of public health. Preserving the public health in the 21st century requires preserving respect for personal liberty.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that is coming from the National Institutes of Health's website.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know why I'm laughing is because, you know, I don't know if you guys know what's been going on up here in Kansas, but our state health officer, you know, the guy who's been lately fraudulently misrepresenting health data, when you said that about trusting in our state health officials, that's why I had to laugh.
I will say this real quick, John. I want to interject something. I have great news for your listeners today. Is it okay if I share some good news?
Yeah,
some
please. Good news? No, yes.
If you're in the Wichita area, James and I have spent thousands of dollars, literally, and thousands of hours, literally, this is not an exaggeration, putting together this case and gathering real doctors like Dr. Richard Bartlett, okay? Real doctors like Dr. Dan Erickson, real doctors who it's all cited. The hardest part about filing a lawsuit is gathering all the evidence, gathering all the citations, gathering the white papers. We have all that. So anybody listening right now in the Wichita area, if you reach out to James today by emailing info@thrivetimeshow.com, he'll help you file a lawsuit, and it will require less than 1 hour of your time. Seriously, anybody in the Wichita area, you can do this. And we've got a young lady in Owosso, Oklahoma, that took the challenge, and she's going to be filing a lawsuit against the school board because you don't need to feel overwhelmed. You know, my whole skill set is scaling businesses. That's what I do. And you can't scale something that's complicated to do. So when people hear about a lawsuit, they start to go, oh, my gosh, this is overwhelming, John. What do I do? All you got to do, email info@thrivetimeshow.com, and it's almost like a franchise. Rubber stamp that thing. James has it all ready to go for you. And I'm not kidding. When you file that lawsuit, as you know, it forces great conversations. It forces discovery, and the truth is on our side, folks. I'm telling you, it's easy to do. All the cool kids are doing it. File a lawsuit.
We should do it. I mean, your case alleges that states and cities have no constitutional right to do this. I think that's what we should do. I don't see why we haven't. I'm surprised the city of Wichita, someone here in Wichita, hasn't already. We have bars and businesses in Wichita going out of business because of their mask mandates and because of the draconian way that they have been shutting down business. I just saw last night, I saw a bar owner who right now the current curfew is 11 o'clock. I'm sorry, I'm a little too old to be enjoying the bar scene anymore, but you got to close a bar. You got last call at 10:45. No bar is going to make any money if they got to close at 10:45. This is crazy.
It's unbelievable, and I will say this to you. This is hilarious stuff here now, okay? This is hilarious in a way where you kind of have to laugh or cry. But the CDC came out, I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah.
And then they've said, now I'm reading, it says, of those who died from COVID-19, only 6% actually died from COVID-19, which means your chances of actually dying from COVID-19 just dropped from 0.04% to 0.00024%. Basically, anybody who takes one of these tests, there's these tests out there, these COVID-19 tests, and anybody who takes these tests shows up as having COVID-19. It's called a PCR test or an antibody test. And these tests are so impossibly wrong that the military had to release a press release that stated that they accidentally told 600,000 people that they had the coronavirus. Think about this. This is the CDC's qualifications. Anybody who has tested positive with a PCR test within 30 to 60 days before their death has COVID-19. But if you test the average person, almost all of us have a positive test result when we take a PCR test.
Right.
So we're just saying that everybody's dying. So what's happening is Dr. Scott Atlas, the medical doctor from Stanford, the medical doctor from Stanford who was just appointed to the White House Coronavirus Task Force, he's saying coronavirus is less dangerous than the common flu. Dr. Fauci, who's teaming up with Bill Gates to bring that vaccine, all roads lead to the vaccine, he's saying no, that's not true. Dr. Fauci just said, and I'm reading this, September 1st, he said, the numbers that you've been hearing, the 180,000 deaths, those are the real deaths from COVID-19. Let there not be any confusion about that. It's not 9,000 deaths from COVID-19. It's 180,000 deaths. So your listeners have to decide right now, who's lying, Dr. Scott Atlas that's not trying to push a vaccine, or Dr. Fauci? And if you're listening right now and you're worried about your liberty, file a freaking lawsuit. Email us, info@fivetimeshow.com. You have great listeners, John. We got to do this. Let's sue Wichita. Come on, baby.
But yeah, Clay, I've read this report. I've read where it showed a guy who died in a car wreck but happened to test positive. The cause of death was the car wreck, but he was listed as a coronavirus death. Do the math. I mean, come on. If you happen to test positive and you're shot and killed by a gunshot, you're still going to be listed as a coronavirus death. James, let me ask you. You've been involved with studying the COVID-19 lockdowns and these mandates. You've studied infectious politics and the impact of all this on businesses and churches and schools and life generally all over the country. We've had multiple fights here in Kansas with our governor and here in Wichita with our out-of-control mayor. Are you seeing other communities that are finally growing tired of these authoritarian mandates and turning to the legal system for their recourse? Are you seeing this across the country?
Yeah, and I get calls about it all the time. I got calls from, where was it, Florida.
Big momentum right now. Big momentum.
A lot of momentum. And, you know, that's a nice segue to this next point that comes from, again, the National Institute of Health's website. And it's right so on point with the question that you just asked. And I quote, history teaches that in time of war, and we've been, you know, likening, at least back in March when the whole country was shut down, if not the whole world, that this is a time of war with this crazy, crazy shutdown, which doesn't have a basis. As we're learning, and I resume the quote now, we have often sacrificed fundamental freedoms unnecessarily. The executive and legislative branches, which you know speaks to your point, reflecting public opinion formed in the heat of the moment, frequently have overestimated the need to restrict civil liberties and fail to consider alternative ways to protect the national security. Now, with Fauci mouthing off about this, Clay is 100% right. Somebody is lying. Somebody's not telling the truth. What's the motivation here? You know, everybody can decide for themselves. I know where my vote is.
Well, I hate to have to rely on the courts because sometimes you can't trust them. But I think, unfortunately, we can't trust our local governmental officials in many cases. And we have to turn to the courts for this. Unfortunately, we can't trust the media in some cases. This may be our only recourse. Guys, thank you for joining us this evening. Best of luck with the case. Clay, you're going to have to come back on and update us on, let us know how this case folds out. If people want to read more of the articles, I've posted them on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, but they can find them at timetofreeamerica.com and at thethrivetimeshow.com. But what's that other link? If they want to email on the lawsuit, I want to file the lawsuit. I just have to run it by the missus. But where can they go? What's that email link again?
If you email info@thrivetimeshow.com, I want to make sure you get this. It will require less than 1 hour of your time. It's going to cost you a little less than $1,000 to get this thing filed. And what we're finding is people are saying, hey, I and three of my best friends, we want to fight this thing in court. And we're only talking about a couple $100 a month if a bunch of people, you know, if you get 5 or 10 people to team up with you. But we've got to get going. Come on. This is all the cool kids are doing it, John. All your listeners are sue. We got to sue. Sue them. Sue them right now. File those lawsuits, folks. Be a great listener for John R. Whitmer. And thank you for letting us harass you on this Sunday night.
Thanks, guys. Thank you again for joining us this evening. We appreciate you bringing us this story. Keep me updated on the case, will you?
I shall.
All right, John.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the fight.
Thanks a lot, brother.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks. Unelected and highly overpaid bureaucrat Dr. Gerald Mins just extended the Sedgwick County mask mandate. Let's kind of give you a voice to this. You had no voice in that process. You were not represented. He just issued the order. He didn't even consult the county commission, his bosses. So they're doing it in Tulsa and in other cities. Why aren't we? So coming up after the break, I want to know what you think. Give us a call, 316-869-1330, and let me know if this is something you're interested in. What do you think of these mask mandates? Is this the way to go? Again, I've said it before, I don't mind wearing a mask. I don't want to be forced to do it. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.